What's up, guys? Thanks for hanging out with the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And I'm your host with the most, Chris Crypto. What's going on, my crypto creeps?
We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. Not once, not twice, but for the 86th time. Now, I can't say in a row because we did take a break for the holiday. We came back yesterday. It is the 86th time, and I mean, what is this, within like 3 months?
Yeah, I think so. This is the first time we've taken a nice little break.
Yep.
In about 3 months, which was much needed.
Yep.
And
oh snap, Kylie is in the house. What is up, Kylie? She said, "What the fook?"
Yo, Kai Lizzle, what up, Kai?
Hope everything is going good. Talk to us about it. How was your, Kylie said, guess who's coming to dinner?
There you go.
When are you coming?
Better get those fava beans ready. Let's go.
Marcel is in the house.
Yo, Marcel, what's up, man?
Kylie said, what the fuck? You guys missed the best Christmas ever. Tell us about it. Where did we miss it?
Yeah, where was the party at?
She said, I got the real scoop, Coin Scoop.
Okay.
Marcelo DiMelo is in the house. Hi, all. How you guys doing? Where are you? We are in New York.
Yes, we are.
We're in New York. Hope everybody's doing well. But talk to us, Kai. What do you mean you got the real scoop? We want to know.
Do you have a hidden scoop that we don't know about? Something that we don't know about? Because we have a secret coin of the week we're going to be releasing here. So stay tuned for that. Everybody that's in the building right now, stay tuned. We got the secret coin.
Definitely. We just got back. Basically, I mean, we pretty much were back on from yesterday, right? I mean, after the whole holiday thing going. DJ Cal, what's up, brother? Thanks for joining the Coin Scoop.
DJ, what's up, man? What's going on, everybody?
So, yeah, we basically got back yesterday. Pretty much from doing the whole family thing.
Yeah.
Probably we may end up taking one more break over the next few days.
Oh.
Arnold R. says, LOL, Kylie, Colossus, the privacy coin killer is on the move.
Well, I guess.
Funny that you say that, Smiley Kylie.
Unbelievable. Kylie, you just ruined the secret coin of the week. Not the ruin, but you, yeah. That was the secret coin of the week, Kai. Unbelievable. I think that's like the third time you've done that. Isn't that like, hasn't she done that like a few times already to us?
Yeah. Yep. That's already, that's funny. Smiley Kylie got the scoop.
Kylie, congratulations. That was the secret coin of the week. How you knew that, I have no idea, but the secret coin of the week is Colossus XT, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll start ripping on that in a little bit. Let me finish up with the chat.
Yep.
We got Arnold R. says LB Coin. Josh Bell, what's up, brother? Thank you for joining the Coin Scoop. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend about the Coin Scoop.
Arnold Ricchetti, what's up, man? What's up, Josh?
Kylie says COLX. Marcelo, are you set up a new ICO Scoop Coin? Not yet.
It's in the works.
Verge 2.0, Kylie says. We do our homework, Arnold R. says.
That's right.
Just re-up on some Verge. Any opinion on Wraith? DJ Cal was asking.
Wraith Protocol? I don't think that's been released yet, right? I don't know too much about that as far as like a release date, but I know once that drops, if it drops, it's you know, usually with things like that, obviously it's going to shoot the price up a little bit more than what it is already. So it's going to put a little more faith back into the coin. Any new releases as far as protocols, rebrandings, whatever new updates, anything, it's obviously going to give a nice little bump to the price. But you guys already know that, so I don't have to tell you that.
Yep. And Kylie says they have a working Wraith protocol already in action. I saw it at 7 sats.
Okay.
Chubby's in the house. Chubb, what's up, brother?
Chubb.
Joining the Coin Scoop.
What's going on?
Arnold says that was a joke. We did figure that, but it's funny that you say that because we have spoken about that in the past.
What was a joke? What?
Talking about the Scoop coin.
Oh, okay.
HBO. That's a good point. And Josh Bell says, first to like. Come on, guys. Spank that like button. Thanks, right. Josh, for reminding everybody. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody.
Kylie says, yep, I got my million coins. Son with hearts, heart.
Kylie, what is... I'm starting to think... I don't know. I think you got some inside info. How do you keep reading our minds over here?
Unbelievable. We want to know what's up with that. She got a little. She got our computers and our iPads and phones hacked. That's what.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're gonna touch on Colossus a little more, but yeah, guys, Colossus XT.
DJ Cal says the Twitter has a dev saying Wraith coming before the first.
Okay.
Chris Onyx, yo, just stopping in. How you like the weather? I absolutely hate the weather, Chris. To be honest with you. Yep. It is super cold. I'm used to that Miami heat already.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, originally coming from New York, but spending the last year in Miami, I definitely miss it, I'll be honest.
He got a little too spoiled down there, so welcome back. Welcome back to the Furtick weather.
We woke Chubby up. We do apologize, but welcome back to the Coin Scoop. Chubby, beauty bubble. Few, I made it. Beauty. And I'm a hashtag official spanker.
Official spanker. I like that.
Arnold Austin, and don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. Beauty bubble. Oop. That is going to cost me reputation points. Nah. Don't worry.
No reputation.
You get extra points for that with us, that's for sure.
Yeah. Get all the points in the world there. But
What's going on? What do we got going on now? We were gonna talk about
we're gonna touch on the coin of the week in a little bit.
Yeah, in a little bit we'll touch on that. You know, let everybody do their own little research so they can come up with some questions. That way we can have a nice team doing research and we can all just network on the coin of the week, even though Smiley Kylie knew what the deal was already. Josh Bell says, Ripple's supposed to have a big announcement before the end of this quarter. Two household names they're linking up with. That's why it's been going up the past few days. Just a tip.
No pun intended there.
No pun intended, yep.
Listen,
it's only a game.
I got to tell you guys, to be completely honest.
Kylie says, that's because I'm the original coin scoop, son.
Oh, there you go. All right, there you go.
That's right.
And listen, guys, just a reminder in the Discord. I mean, I know we haven't really been active this past week, but I set up some channels on the side there where we're going to start mentioning and talking about some. I have an ICO room there. I'm also going to set up like a coin of the week where we're going to talk about coins like Colossus XT and stuff where you could get in on the bottom floor and kind of ride the wave up, because a lot of these coins, especially the anonymous and private ones, are going to start having a nice run.
Dr. Oz is in the house. Oz, what is up, brother? Thank you for joining the Coin Scoop once again. We missed you last night.
Yes, we did. What's up, brother?
Hope everybody's doing well, enjoying the holidays.
Yes, yes.
Full of family, money, and fun.
That's right.
So, there were a few things we were gonna touch on other than the coin or the scoop. The coin scoop of the week, basically. Well, which Kylie already spoiled for us, but it's cool. Everybody that's watching now, what's the name of the coin?
The name of the coin is Colossus XT. Colossus XT. That's the secret coin of the week, and Kylizzle, being as good as she is, she already knew that. So.
Yep.
She already knew that,
but it works out perfect, though, you know, because everybody can just build their questions in the meantime while we all network.
That's right. But I just wanted to touch real quick, Ruben, on what we should be expecting as far as regulations. And I know we keep mentioning it in every episode and every show, but I just really would like for you guys to kind of understand and... understand this, the severity, because I think it's a big move on a lot of governments' parts all over the world, especially here in the United States. But President Trump, okay, I don't know if you guys knew this, but last week, he just signed a tax reform bill. And I don't know if anybody's been getting emails or you've been speaking to your accountants, whatever. Anybody who handles your money, or if you handle your money, I don't know if they told you, but there is a new tax reform bill that has just been signed. And I'm not sure if it goes into effect January 1st, but what does go into effect January 1st is, and we mentioned it before, all crypto transactions on all exchanges here in the United States specifically are going to be deemed and are going to be taxable. All right, so that goes from crypto to crypto. So say I'm gonna, get some, I have Bitcoin, I'm gonna get some Litecoin or get some Ethereum or get some Verge, any of those transactions to or from each coin, it's gonna be a taxable event, and you guys are gonna have to start keeping track of that, okay? And I think the exchanges right now, a lot of the new signups to Bittrex, Poloniex, a lot of people are being stopped.
Yeah, Bittrex says because I messed up. I didn't sign up to Bittrex. I
Yeah.
should have signed up when I wanted to originally. That's another one that I just let pass by me, and now I'm
Yeah.
suffering the consequences. But thankfully,
Yeah.
we're working with a team here, which is grateful. And Chris is a member of Bittrex, so I
Yes.
will be able to make certain purchases through him, and he will
Yep.
forward it to
Yep.
my whole wallet.
See, but the thing is, right, since I've been trading on Bittrex for a
Chubby
while,
says I'm in Australia. No Trump here.
he's in Australia. Australia, I think in mid-2018, you guys are gonna start feeling some of the effects on regulations. They're gonna start coming down a little more in Australia, mid-2018. So just make sure you guys keep up on that. And but I think that's gonna lean more towards anti-money laundering and know your customer laws. Okay, it may not again, look into it, but I don't think it's going to immediately affect for Australians. I don't think it's going to immediately affect crypto to crypto taxable transactions for every crypto. All
All
right.
right, that's good to know. That's
But
great to know.
touching back on the exchanges real quick, being that I've been on Bittrex for a few years, I'm
Real quick,
cons
just because Arnold is asking, but there's no way to tell what they're going to tax you, right? Not as of yet, right now. I mean, as it is, I guess you could say it's going by the property tax law.
Yeah, well, right now it's right now, which is gonna end, right? It's we're kind of crypto is kind of flying under the radar under a like-kind exchange law, okay, which applies to mainly real estate, right? So anything that has that's considered real property, right? So crypto is kind of outside of that right now, but going into 2018, that's gonna change. For anything outside of real estate. Okay,
Josh
so.
Bell says it's going to be taxed like capital gains.
Yeah, yep.
And Oz is saying it's not Trump, Chubby. It's the elite. We
Yep.
have those grubs here in Australia pulling the strings. It will come.
Yeah,
As we were
yep.
talking about before, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. So, just, yeah, guys. And if you use Coinbase, all right, well, just getting back to the exchanges real quick, Poloniex is going to start implementing, and I know Bittrex is doing it right now to a lot of the legacy users. Like me, I'm a legacy user of Bittrex. So being that I've been on there for a few years, I don't have any of my identification, I don't have any of that stuff up on Bittrex. Okay, so I don't have any of that up, but what they're gonna start doing going into the new year, any legacy users like myself, you're gonna have to start uploading all your documents, prior utility bills, everything. Like completely identifying yourself, who you are, and
Pulling your pants down, bending over and saying, "Thank you, sir."
yeah, guys. So just be ready for that. And Coinbase, if
Real
you're
quick,
using, yep, go
before
ahead.
you continue on that,
Yep.
just so we don't fall back, DJ Cow says T equals taxed enough already.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Kylie, so on that, David Hay talked about Binance. That's the move for all trades. China Exchange will become number one. Added 1 million users in December. Tax on the profits only.
Yeah, but just and really quick, touching on exchanges that are not based in the United States. So like an exchange like Binance, right? Being that that's based outside of the United States, any exchanges based outside of the United States are to, I think, effective immediately or in first quarter of 2018. Any Chinese exchanges, wherever crypto exchanges all over the world, they are to ban U.S. citizens. So we're not going to even if you're accessing the exchange through your IP, right, which is visible as a United States IP, you won't even be able to access that exchange. All right, guys, and I'm pretty sure you know things.
We got a
Yeah.
new one in the chat.
Who is it?
JJ, what is up? JJ says, what will happen to privacy coins? First, JJ, we want to say, JJ, thank you for joining the Coin Scoop. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And not only that,
yep,
tell a friend to tell a friend about the Coin Scoop.
What's up, JJ?
JJ said, so what will happen to the privacy coins?
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, what is going to happen to the privacy coins? I don't think anything's going to happen to the privacy coins. I mean, they're still going to be there, but again, you know, it depends on how you're moving inside of a centralized exchange, all right? Because all that stuff is going to be tracked. I mean, your order histories, everything that you do, it doesn't matter if you're using an anonymous coin. Yeah, it'll probably be stealthed, right? At the point of exchange and at the point of moving it outside of the exchange. But again, I mean, you're covering yourself up there, but if you're moving within the exchange, it's still going to be visible, right? It's still going to be visible because your name, your identity is going to be tied to that exchange, right? To the centralized exchange. That's why we're going to see a whole rise of decentralized exchanges going into 2018 and 2019, guys.
Shelby says, yeah, for sure. It's coming, and when it comes, it's going to hit us hard. Josh Bell.
Yes, it is.
Says, capital gains laws are pretty basic. Simply put any cash out profit before 2 years of investment will be approximately 25%. If you hold and cash out over two years, it's roughly 10%.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kylie, you salt or Ethland or Elixir? End of story.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh Bell, capital gains means profit on investment for your information.
Exactly.
Artur, what is up, brother? Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. He says, what's up, Chris and Rube? Damn, you guys are on early tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Check out our show last night. Artur, I think we missed you last night. We're sorry we were out for a few days, you know, just for the holidays, doing the family thing and doing the super late nights with family we haven't hung out with in years.
Yep.
But we were on last night. It was kind of a last-minute thing, right?
Yeah.
It got messed up left and right, but we had a pretty good turnout.
Last-minute thing, technical difficulties, crazy schedule. Yep, it's been a wild few days, guys. So we thank each and every one of you. We appreciate you for tuning in with us on such an unannounced,
Marcel 84, that's why these peer-to-peer exchanges are going to take off. Unanimous exchanges are going to be huge. I just took all my money out of Coinbase. If I need fiat, I'll head to ABTCATF.
There you go.
Yeah. So a lot of people Marcelo Dimelo, haha, with a smiley face. Arnold R, like I got on.
Yep.
Artur, happy holidays, my brothers. Best wishes upon you, my brothers. Thank you. You as well,
Artur.
Thank you very much. Josh Bell, still have to cash them out to take profit. Yeah. Smiley Kylie says, China says, fuck you, with middle fingers.
Yep.
Which, those look like dark skin middle fingers, Kylie. I thought you said China. It's supposed to be light skin middle fingers. This is to scare people out of crypto. It won't work. This is to scare people out of crypto. It won't work. People power. Okay, screw the gov. Yeah. Legends of the Fall.
There you go.
Rube will be taxed if we withdraw less than $10,000 monthly. Daylight savings today. Is it daylight savings today?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Does it go an hour ahead or an hour behind?
Savings.
Can't be daylight savings. We just had daylight. At least for us here in the United States.
Yeah, I guess Arnold is a rider. I see him with a helmet on.
Yeah, he is. He is. I think he's got a ninja, green ninja on his Twitter. Yeah,
nice. Stuff.
But guys, and just Coinbase, just to let you know, we know what happened with Coinbase recently. A lot of people who've been moving coin in excess of $20,000, their identities have been, Coinbase was forced to reveal who they were, okay? But just to let you know, going into the new year, Coinbase will be forced to identify all customers, okay? And you will be receiving an email of a 1099 form for your cryptocurrency activities. So in any denomination, if you were using Coinbase, be prepared to receive a nice little email soon. So
I see what he's saying. Daylight savings for the show.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Beauty Bowl said he'd be goof.
Yep. So Yeah, guys, a lot of new laws being put into effect, and I know we saw today, right? I think Bitcoin's back at around 14. It's been acting
Yeah.
wild, but South Korea is banning anonymous trading, right? They're gonna require every citizen to use their real names, as if a lot of places aren't already doing that. But the officials over in South Korea, they want to stop the speculation frenzy that's been going on. So there's also been claims of an imminent shutdown of all crypto exchanges, so that could be why the price has been kind of down recently. And as you already know, and South Korea plays a major role in crypto. All right, guys. So I know you probably know that South Korea is Asia's.
Coinbase got Arnold for the ID thing, by the way.
Did
He
they? They
just
got him.
put, yeah.
They got Arnold for
So,
that?
yes,
Wow.
Coinbase got me for the ID thing.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Wow. Well, listen, I mean, I don't know, and there's, it's, listen, guys, this is nothing new. I think we kind of knew this was going to happen once you were, like I said, once you tie your identity to this stuff, there's just kind of no way around it, right? So
Carly says, so what peer-to-peer exchanges do you use and like?
Peer-to-peer, you could use something like local Bitcoins, right? You could use something like local Bitcoins. I know they have one also, local
What about
Ethereum,
the. Oh, no, wait.
which
Okay,
I've never
wait.
personally used.
Yeah.
I've never personally used those. I never
How
personally
about,
used
wait, is it
local Bitcoin.
Cryptopia?
Cryptopia is an exchange based outside of, it's a New Zealand exchange.
Yeah, but that's about that. You don't need any personal information on that one.
No, you don't.
Right?
I think
Cryptopia is another good one.
once you start, all exchanges require some form of identification.
But I don't
Once
remember
you,
with Cryptopia doing anything, though.
no, because again, that's only if you want to, daily, let's just say daily, you want to withdraw more than two, three, four bitcoins. If you want to withdraw in excess of like four or five bitcoins, up to like 100 a day on a daily basis, then you're going to have to submit some type of ID. But if you're only withdrawing up to four bitcoins a day, a lot of these exchanges, I think Binance, you can withdraw up to two bitcoins a day. That's the limit. Okay. And then anything more than that daily, then you have to submit documentation of your ID and stuff like that. So all exchanges pretty much do it. It just depends on what your withdrawal is on a daily limit. And
Chubby says wants to know, what do we think about BitConnect? What does anybody think about BitConnect for that matter? But what do you think about BitConnect? I
funny,
mean,
it's to me, it's kind of like I think everybody, it goes without, like, the hidden thing about BitConnect is that most people at this point, right, a lot of us know what the deal is. At least we want to think we know, and most of us will say we know exactly what BitConnect is, right? Ponzi scheme, whatever, older investors getting paid out with new investors' money, right? So that's kind of like how the system works. But I think people are afraid to touch on that topic because of the fact that it's been going for so long. BitConnect has been running for so long, it's been paying out for such a long time, that some people are just like, even though they know it's a scam, they'll kind of like stay quiet about it. And whatever, I don't even want to say it's a scam. I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is we just have to see how this plays out going into the near and long-term future with BitConnect, because it's unproven, right? They're whatever it is that they use in order to have those daily payouts and pay the investors, right? And pay the contracts off. Up to this point, it's still unproven. Nobody can point their finger and say, okay, on paper, okay, this is what it is. Even though they claim to use a trading bot, there hasn't been a trading bot, anything released. There's nothing that's been 100% identified and proven. So that's where the uncertainty comes in with BitConnect. And that's kind of where it begins and ends. So
Marcelo
you
de Melo
know.
says Coin Exchange is pro. Arnold says they wanted him to upload a pic of his driver's license. They sent him an email, and when he logged in, it locked him out until the ID pic was uploaded. That's some balls right there.
Okay. Be careful with the emails, Arnold. All right.
Yeah. Make sure it's not a phishing.
Yeah. Always email. Be careful with Coinbase emails. Make sure you look at the email. If it's in it, I would never. Okay. I've been phished multiple times. Okay, with a Coinbase email that looks like it's coming from Coinbase support, and it has a picture like Coinbase and everything. Okay, but it's actually an attachment. It's a phishing email, and just be careful with that, okay? I would never open up an email from Coinbase unless I was doing some type of interaction, unless I was using Coinbase and I asked them to send me an email, and then at that moment. But I would never just open up a Coinbase email randomly. Always try to go through the website itself, never through an email.
Marcel84 says BitConnect equals Enron. Josh Bell, the exchange is one thing. It's at the cash out point when the money has to be accounted for as it's going into your account. The IRS will require banks to report any deposits from any known crypto.
Yeah, but that also, just to touch on that, Josh, going into the new year, this new law, this is why the exchanges are so adamant about identifying who you are and uploading your documents, because that's not only going to apply to the actual realization of your profits from the crypto to the bank, right? From crypto to fiat. It's going to apply to any realization of profits on any exchange, crypto to crypto, okay? So that's here in the U.S. So if you're exchanging and you're buying, you're selling Bitcoin for Ethereum or Ethereum for Ripple or Ripple for Verge on the exchange, every single transaction there is taxable. It's going to be taxable 1,000%. Okay, no way around that. No way around that. Everything will be recorded in the exchange, and you will be required to submit those documents of all transactions to your local tax man.
Josh Bell also says the IRS will get a handle on this stuff.
Yes.
Arnold says mixed feelings on BitConnect. Oz says I wish I got BitConnect ICO and have been earning all year. I would be retired now. Who wouldn't want that? Yeah.
Yep.
We know a lot of certain people on YouTube that are just living the life right now off of BitConnect.
Yeah. You know,
they get a lot of backlash and hate, but listen.
Yeah. They you get the maximum, right? You maximize BitConnect by utilizing the referral codes, okay? So you use that referral code, and now you're maximizing your profits or what you can make out of that system, right? It's all referral-based for the most part. Yeah, you can still make money off of the daily percentage. It's just going to take longer, but you could reach your goals, whatever your goals may be, faster if you use that referral code along with, you know, your social media. So that's the way a lot of these guys did it, a lot of the big guys on YouTube. They used it to their advantage, and they were very, very successfully so.
Kylie tells Josh, just wait for 10X. Josh says, yeah, the credit card one? Kylie says, yes. Josh says, that will be sweet. Hopefully the gov doesn't regulate the heck out of it. Yep. Arnold R., I didn't use the link in the email. I logged into my Coinbase. All right, good. So that's
good.
Cool. Yeah, he did.
Good.
Kylie says, lending platforms produce. Bottom line, it's like a digital slot machines that win.
Yep.
Kylie, Coinbase got me too. It's cool.
Yeah, it is what it is. Listen, I mean, I know I'm going to get got also, right? Like I use Coinbase from back in the day, and I've been had to upload my documents and do all that stuff, you know? But I don't think through all these years, I don't think I've ever put anything, any significant kind of money through Coinbase, you know? But I know they're still going to eventually hit me. Maybe I will miss that because the $600 mark that's going to be, I guess they're going to kind of look away from, but that's to be seen, right? We still don't know, guys. We still don't know, but just what you know for sure, what you should know for sure is that these past 2-3 years, okay, these people have been doing their homework. So they like to do their homework first, and they like to let that hammer slam down after the fact. So I don't mean to scare anybody, but, you know, just be smart about it. That's it.
DJ Cap said it. You can't run, you can't hide.
That's it. That's it. You know, you cannot run and you cannot hide. That's right. That's right.
So what else we got there?
Yeah, nothing. I know you guys, you know, getting away from that doomsday apocalypse news. I don't know if you saw the tweet today, but Vitalik says he will leave Ethereum.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Yep.
ridiculous. So he's saying if the immaturity and the memes don't stop kind of poking fun at crypto and Ethereum, that he will leave. So just the fact that he says that kind of is unsettling in itself. And just think about it, guys. What were to happen to Ethereum if this kid were to leave, right? It's my guess is Ethereum would it would kind of tank, you know. I think it would lose a lot of its value, and you know, it would kind of be in a funk, you know, if he were to leave. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the fact that he's saying that, kind of stupid, you know, kind of on his part. But you know, he's just going based off of, you know, people just kind of poking fun and whatever. It makes no sense, but I guess if that's how he feels, then there must be something deeper than that for him to say that, right? So whether it was a whole CryptoKitties thing or, you know, maybe Ethereum's getting tested too hard. But again, guys, we have new platforms coming out that are going to kind of rival Ethereum. And to be a very fun and a very eye-opening year. I can't wait. I'm anxious, guys. I'm anxious for January, and yeah, I'm just anxious for
Dr.
next year.
Oz says he heard he wants in on ETN.
On Electronium?
Yeah.
On Electronium.
But he says that with like a winky like face tone.
Oh, yeah.
Electronium. Electronium's been like, you know.
What's Electronium at now,
guys? I think I checked earlier today. It was at 8 cents earlier today.
8 cents? Okay.
So yeah. I mean, that's from.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, it's still down from its highest point, but I mean, listen, you gotta have faith. You know what I mean? I mean, you got Cove, which
Cove
gonna make some moves on, and also what was the other one we spoke about earlier?
Koval. We have
Colossal.
Colossus.
I mean,
Colossus
that's
XT.
Gonna be a good one.
And yeah, guys, and these are privacy coins, right? These are anonymity, privacy-focused coins, right? I mean, look at, and again, I'll mention it again, and I'll keep mentioning it, guys, because you'd be crazy enough not to see it coming, but we've been talking about Sumo Coin, Ruben, since Sumo Coin was between 40 and 60 cents.
Yeah.
Sumo Coin just hit $7 today, guys, all right? Sumo Coin is over $7 today. That's insane. That's ridiculous, okay? But again, look at coins like Zcoin, okay? Look at coins like Z Classic, all right? Z Classic is having a rebranding to Bitcoin Private, and right now, Z Classic has been having a nice run, very nice run. So anything that's privacy, keep your eyes on, and that's why I say the coin of the week, the secret coin of the week is Colossus XT, okay? Which, Kylie, you're already on the ball on.
Yeah,
so you already
told us
a lot
before we didn't even plan on touching on that so soon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rip through three comments real quick and then get to a question that Arthur's asking you.
Okay.
So I'm just going to rip through the three first because Arthur actually asked first. But Marcel says, remember the rumors that Vitalik died in a car crash, Ethereum dropped 50% in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Kylie says, shh, can you hear that? It's Colossus, the king of privacy, and it's coming to destroy the privacy coin market. XMR, X4G, dash, run. Arnold says, I'm excited. All right, Oz, we're gonna tear a little more into Colossus because we got into that.
Yeah, I got a few things to mention about Colossus.
Frey Wall, what's up, brother? Thank you for joining the coin scoop.
What's up, Frank?
Hope your holiday was well. Merry Christmas and a happy new year to come.
Sir.
So we're going to get on to the question Arthur is asking you. Arthur says or asks, Chris, how would they track every transaction that a bot does if I used a bot as for tax purposes? I got into Arthur and Next, by the way, he wants to let us know.
You got into Arthur? Okay,
so
good.
How would they track every transaction that a bot does as if I use a bot as for tax purposes?
That still remains to be seen, right, Arthur? I mean, I don't even know for sure how that's going to work, especially when it comes to using a bot, because I know a bot does trades seconds and minutes.
Arnold, that's funny, Arnold. Says you guys are on McAfee, LOL.
That's funny.
Appreciate that.
But Arthur, that's a very good question, Arthur, and I would suggest that anybody who's using a bot, that question when it comes to the taxes and regulations, that applies to masternodes, okay? That applies to staking. If you're using a proof of stake system coin, that applies to using bots. So these are things that these are all elements of trading, right? And using certain platforms, right? That remains to be seen as far as how do you go about how do you go about putting your information there for you to pay the taxes on that? So this is stuff, Arthur, that we're going to be looking into a lot more as the weeks go along. And I think as more information comes out relating to those specifically, but as of right now, it's still like, still a big question mark. It's still a big unknown at this point. But if you are using a bot and it's making trades, however they're going to do it, however they're going to find out, I don't know, but it just, you know, just look into it more and just kind of be prepared. You know, and again, I don't know how the exchanges are going to require you. Maybe they'll have like a whole list that they're going to show you all the trades that the bot did. And
Aram Korikian is back. What's up, Aram? Thanks for joining. He says, up, love the show, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Oz says, hold my hand, Kylie. Frey, Oz is telling Frey, I still try every day to change it, LMAO.
Oh, the name? Oh, he still can't change his name?
Okay. Because Frey said, I still can't get that name fixed, LOL.
Wow.
Arnold says, I bet at first the tax thing is going to be a mess. Oh,
yeah
definitely. It's going to be a madhouse in the beginning.
Yeah. And
Absolute madhouse.
Yeah. I think it's going to go more on Ruben. I think it's going to be very reliant on people producing that information, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to come from yourself, you as a trader, as an investor. You're going to have to divulge a lot of that information to them. And that's where the battle's going to be.
I mean, technically, it's the same thing now. Now tax season comes around. You're sitting here wondering, why do you have to sit here and give all this information when technically they already have it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they already have all the information, how much you made this, that. They're just putting you to work now.
Yeah.
So that way you can give them the money.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, whatever the case.
They want to see what you do and whatever. You know, they cut the balls in your court, right? So either you do the right thing, or if we feel that you don't do the right thing, this is where you have to pay the regular, right? And then this is where the penalties come in. But again, this is all brand new, guys. And Arthur, again, leads back to your question with the bots. This is still very new, and we're just going to be kind of learning as we go along at this point, right? So we got a lot to learn.
Adam, thanks. Appreciate it. He says, love you guys.
Thanks, brother. We love you too, man. Thanks, brother.
Marcel, the IRS is going to need to hire 200,000 more workers.
Yeah, they will. Trust me. They're going to do it gladly.
They'll do it gladly. Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're going to do it gladly because the amount of money that they're going to be making off of this is going to be magnanimous.
The ultimate word from the first Coin Scoop Show, magnanimous.
Yep. So it's going to be huge, the amount of money they're going to be making. So whatever they have to do to get that money rolling in, if they have to hire more people, they're going to hire more people and make that money. You know,
yep.
They're going to make that money.
That's the government hard at work right there. Make that money.
Yep. Shout out to DJ Nate D.
Yep, DJ Nate D.
So,
but yeah, that's what it comes down to. That's the government hard at work, man.
And this is
all the way to put it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is why we're seeing such a surge in anonymous coins and in privacy coins, right? You're gonna see again. I keep saying in a few months to go into the new year, you're gonna see like a huge boom in these privacy coins because people are gonna start realizing that the true value of that as opposed to something like Bitcoin where it's pseudonymous. Once you have your identity tied to it, it's a wrap. You know?
Yeah.
But remember, the transactions can still be seen. You know, they can still be followed. You know, that's why they have Chainalysis. They use Chainalysis. They've been using Chainalysis for a long time and perfecting the trails, you know, how they're going to do it. And trust me, they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah, Marcel says, anyone really thinking about moving to another country? I can't be the only one. That's funny. We were saying that too, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, it begs the question, right?
One of the boys, that's usually in the chat, is going actually to visit Acapulco.
Oh, yeah.
Which we've spoken
right.
about. That's actually one of them that we spoke about. That's funny that you say that.
That's right.
Marcel. because we have spoken about that, but I mean,
yep.
I mean, what's the reality of it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I would do it more like Bill's gonna do it. Go there for like a month just to see how it's gonna be, how it's gonna turn out. You wouldn't want to just, you know, obviously just move there and pull your pants down and just say, "Hey guys, I'm here, baby."
But there's a whole list. I'm gonna see if I can find a list, guys, of all the countries around the world and how they're going to be approaching regulation and taxes according to crypto. I was looking at the list earlier, but it's literally a lot of the countries, a lot of the major countries from all over the world, what steps they are right now in the process of regulation. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty eye-opening. And the United States is actually one of there's a lot of a lot of the countries have a heavy hand already, including the United States. Of how they're going to do it, but it's a good breakdown of how we're what we're looking at.
Someone says, but how private will they be if they still have your info?
That's the thing, that's the thing, you know. So if you're using a centralized exchange, right, where your identity is tied to that exchange, right, to your account, and that right there kind of defeats the purpose until you move those coins out of the exchange, because a lot of these privacy coins have like stealth addresses, so you can't see the address, you can't track it, you know. But again, if you're doing that within that exchange, then, you know, they can find out at that point how much you moved into there. And then once you move it out, and that's a whole nother ball game that you got to, if, you know, the hand comes down, that you got to deal with.
So Arthur's asking you, did you hear about the guy that took a loan for 70K, bought BTC when it was 90?
Yeah,
spoke about it yesterday. Yeah, now
he's freaking out now, and now his sweet
in man. Why would you do something like that?
Yeah,
I guess it's a mistype, but
yeah,
we just spoke about that last night. As a matter of fact, that's funny, right?
Spoke about that.
Listen, it just comes down to being patient. That's what it comes down to. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, listen, if he pulled out that 70K loan and he really couldn't afford it right away, he shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have. Maybe, you know, maybe he still could have taken out a loan for 35, 40K, but if 70K was pushing his limit, what are you going to do, you know?
And that's the number one crypto word, right? The number one crypto word in the crypto community is FOMO, all right? FOMO, okay? Fear of missing out. This fear of missing out will cause you to do crazy things sometimes that you won't realize until things kind of don't go your way, right? Or they go the opposite way of what you thought it could go.
Yep.
So fear of missing out is an SOB. So just,
Marcel says he'll still be okay. It'll be 20 in no time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But and again, somebody new like that coming in, it falls, they start freaking out, not knowing that the ultimate goal at the end of the day is
HODL.
HODL, which is another crypto word.
Oz just said he needs to HODL.
He needs to HODL.
Thank Arnold, see you in a few, brother.
Later, Arnold.
He said BRB.
Cool, Arnold. That's pretty much it, man.
As long as he don't put that 70K into BitConnect, Marcelo, he well said.
Listen, you'll have people. I know somebody that just put 11 Gs into BitConnect.
He put it in a few months ago. Right,
I didn't know he put it in a few months ago, somebody that I know, and I told him, well, listen, just be careful. But, you know, listen, he got his payments. And he got his capital release back, so, Kylie, each his own.
I guess Kylie is replying to, I forget who was it asked us about moving out of the U.S.
Yeah.
But Kylie's replying to that. She says, nope, U.S. is where it's at.
It is, to a certain extent.
I mean, depending on what regulations they end up putting, because, I mean, you see it a lot of new projects coming out. If you're part of the U.S., you're resident of the U.S., you can't even get involved in any of these projects, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to have their own opinion, right? I mean, I don't know how to gauge that. Everybody has their own opinion. But I ask you guys a question. I have two questions for you guys, okay? Everybody watching, for you guys and gals here. My question is, and my question to you, Ruben, also, is I'm going to ask you this. Will regulation and does regulation stump innovation? So does and will regulation stump innovation.
Nah, I wouldn't say it's stuck. In a way, it does, but I would say ultimately that's when the battle of the best comes out. You know, which best programmer, who can build the best next project, who can build the next best thing on the blockchain that's just going to loophole around these regulations.
Okay, you know so within saying? So the
regulation.
Okay.
It can immediately.
Okay.
But long term, no.
It's going to be, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's going to come out with some type of loophole, something that's going to just stump that.
There will be some type of innovation that gets around the regulation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. All right. I like that. I like that a lot, Ruben. I have one more question for you. For you guys and gals, for you coin scoopers.
Kylie says libertarian. Move there.
There you go. Yeah, Liberland, right? Liberland. There's a Liberland in Liberland. There's an actual country named Liberland, right? Or crypto friendly, right? Crypto everything. But another question, my last question to you, coin scoopers, you crypto creeps, and to Ruben.
We trust in Trump offices.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So good.
Trust in Trump. Okay. So how willing are you to give up privacy for convenience? Are you willing to give up your privacy for convenience? You know?
Nah.
No?
Not really.
You wouldn't?
Nah,
right? Nah, I mean, you would rather still
think about it. Think about it, right? Like me, for example, right now, nowadays, it's more convenient to communicate and talk to and keep contact with everybody you went to high school with, everybody you've worked with in the past through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And me,
okay,
until we started the Coin Scoop, I never messed with Facebook, Instagram,
putting
Twitter,
up your none of that. Yeah, stuff.
I would rather just text people, and then in how many times I've changed my number religiously. Every year I change my number, and sometimes every 6 months.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's that much harder to just start sending out text messages to be like, oh, hey guys, this is my new number. Eventually you just narrow it down to your just most important few people that you keep in contact with, family members, the few friends, instead of just having Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where everybody can follow you.
Show your location and where you were last.
Which it's technically it's a lot more convenient because it's less work to keep a hold of everybody.
Yeah.
Like granted, I mean, you know, people that have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they, you know, perfect example, me being in my 30s, people, I could have sat there and kept in contact with friends that I've had since my first job in my teens and high school and middle school, but you know, so me personally, I'd rather privacy.
Yeah. Okay.
So, DJ Cal says, well said, Ruby, it won't stop. Thank you.
Yep.
Kylie, hey, Roger, go to Coin Markets at look for COLX, Colossus Coin XT.
Yeah, I think it's only being, Colossus XT is only being traded on Coin Exchange, and I think Trade Satoshi, but I don't know, Trade Satoshi. But yeah, guys, that was, again, the secret coin of the week, Colossus XT. It's masternodes. It's a staking coin. It's just been rebranded, right, Kylie? We just had a rebranding, right, from Colossus V2 or whatever, Colossus XT. It's privacy-centric. I think it has a total... Whatever. Listen, guys, it's right now it's under a penny. Let's just keep it real. It's under a penny. And we've seen what coins like Verge and Ripple and all these other ones have done that have billions of supply. Okay. And right now the hype is around privacy and anonymity centric coins, especially ones that have masternode features that have something that actually, you know, a real use case, right? Masternode staking kind of gives back to you if you're a holder. And it's under a penny. So all I'm saying is just keep an eye out on it. That's all I'm saying.
Marcel says, I would rather jump through 10 hoops and be private about it than have something super easy, but the government has its nose in it.
There you go. That's a perfect way to put it.
Yep.
Perfect exactly. way to put it. So,
What else you got in your notes, bro?
That's it, brother. I think we touched on
everything. Nice. Good stuff. I thought we were going to be on forever today, man.
Yeah, I think we touched on everything, guys. So
Kylie says, never stops. It is like water. Always find a way around to get to its destination. Yeah.
Yep.
And I love that thing. I love that whole analogy with water. And
like Bruce Lee. He's like, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like water.
Yep. Exactly. Like water. Yep. That's and that's where I first heard that too. That's funny.
And that's most of us are going to be like water, right? I mean, as the more the heavier the hand comes down, the more regulations, the more laws. You're gonna have those that abide by them fully, completely, and comply with everything. And you're gonna have those that do what they do and kind of go around the system there. And to each his own, right? To each his own, and good luck to whatever it is that you do. I mean, we're in a new space now, guys. We're in a completely different realm than what we've ever been in the history of mankind. So everything's kind of just being Plato-ized and molded into, a bunch of Nickelodeon gack.
Marcel says, isn't Mastino's bad for decentralization?
It's
Arnold
been.
says, I'm back. Just went to play the lotto. I'm going to be rich, fellas. DJ
Okay,
Cal, have a good
cool.
night, brother. Thank you for joining the Coin Scoop. We're
Later,
about to wrap it up
DJ.
anyway, soon,
Yep,
any
wrap
second
it up in
now.
a few minutes. Hey, guys.
Arnold says, dual citizenship and you're good.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean,
Yeah, we spoke about that too, also. Yeah. But
So.
yeah, I think we're gonna wrap it up, guys. I'm surprised we finished everything pretty fast. I thought we were gonna be on for at least 2 hours, but it's good though. We don't want to lose anybody's attention.
That's
We
right.
will be back on tomorrow night,
Yep.
same place, around the same time. We don't know yet.
Yep.
But guys, thanks for hanging out with the Coin Scoop once again. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend about the Coin Scoop. I'm your host, Ruben.
And I'm your host, Chris Crypto. Have a good night, good afternoon, good day. Peace, guys. Love.